It says by Yosef Atzadik, Yosef was very, very beautiful. Yefeitaya, Yefasmar, whatever the pasuk says, he was very beautiful. Very beautiful means that you could see on his goof a helikite in the neshama. Now, Yosef's beauty was a neshamadik beauty. Now, by Yosef is a tzadik yisadaylam. Tzadik yisadaylam is the gashmi neruchni and hit kol mishneim, and you see one bechina. So the beauty of a neshama, the beauty of a lekus, the beauty of the yoifi of. Right, Yoifi. Based on English, the Mishnah in Sukkah, when they were left the Mizbeach, he said, "Ah, Yoifi lechol Mizbeach. Yoifi, what was the Mizbeach? Full of blood, full of pieces of animals, a smell of burning limbs. That was the Mizbeach. Ah, they turn around to the Mizbeach and say, Yoifi lechol Mizbeach. Yoifi lechol Mizbeach. This is the Yoifi. Oh, ah, this is the Yoifi. That's the terrace." The ruchnius, the whole Indian of the mizbeach is the yichud between the goof and the goof, the nefesh abahamis was nisale misachid yoyfi lacham mizbeach. Ruchnius is beautiful. Ruchnius is beautiful. Gashmius is ugly. So Yosef Atzadik was yifei mar because he was a tzadik. He was a tzadik. Tzadik is a doylem. Tzadik is a doylem. Is machaber the two. Wasn't pasha that Yosef Atzadik was mamashmish mesalzel besaray mamashmish beinov. Yosef was very sensitive to see the yoifi. Ha yoifi of a yiddish neshama. Ha yoifi of a yiddish neshama. He's a tzadik. Tzadik is a doylem. So he's yifei toya yifas mar. So he's got the bechin of the goof and he's got the bechin of the neshama.
Why did Taka say it wasn't?
They were an oymet in that in midah. Yosef was midah sayisod. Midah sayisod is a tzaddik yisod oymet. What is a tzaddik? The tzaddik is the chabros between the guf and the neshama, which means the guf is a man da'oma. Fakir, the whole avodah is that the guf is also a man da'oma. That's the avodah of Yosef tzaddik. That's the avodah of a tzaddik yisod oymet. Omud amakasha shemayim v'oretz. So that's the avodah. There's another avodah. It's rachkus and the brothers of roy tzoyim. They were nivdal men a guf, nivdal men a yishuv. That was the Yosef Tzadik. There's a lot of tzadikim in the door, and then there's one tzadik who's a tzadik yisad oilam. There's a lot of tzadikim. All the shvatim are tzadikim. But there's a chedosh elyon. But ain't none of Musaf.
So why does Chazal say it was a stickler?
Because they have to be makir Yosef's madrega. You mean Gabi Yosef? The whole mechin of Yosef was that Yosef was trying to. You got to explain whatever you do. You got to be a mechin of Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael. And Yosef HaTzadik, he was getting on with his avoidah. That wasn't his achdus. He was like getting on with his lone avoidah. That's Tzadik Yisadayin. And that was the of the Indian of Mesalzel Besarim and Mashush Beinah by Yosef HaTzadik and Michoshetim and Chas V'Sholim. He was a nar. Who nar in our move and what a nar means, Chas V'Sholim, my man, is Hail again Yonim. Grace in Yonim. I think Yaakovina made him a Ksoinus Pasim. They were trying to mamish, make him smart and beautiful. And also Ksoinus Pasim. The goof is a levush. A Ksoinus Pasim is a beautiful goof. That's Yosef Tzadik, the Mechabesh Mayim Oretz. Yaakovina understands, because Teferis and Yisod, Teferis is on top of Yisod. And Teferis understands the middle of Yisod. Over the other ones, not. That's the whole Avoida. The whole Avoida of a Tzadik is. The whole avodah of a tzaddik is to be the schabros of the shnei afach. Yosef tzaddik, we know, is the midas hayisod, so he's the ma'achad shmayim v'aretz. So he has to go to places where there's no yichud shmayim v'aretz, and there he has to make the yichud of shmayim v'aretz. No, Mitzrayim, there's no rain; it doesn't rain in Mitzrayim. So therefore, he has to go down to Mitzrayim to bring the hashpah from shmayim down to v'aretz. So therefore, it has to be a famine; it has to be a rov. In other words, there's no connection, no kesher between shmayim v'aretz. And he has to be the tzinnara to bring the bechina of shemayim v'aretz. That's midas Yosef. So the Yosef is the ma'achid shemayim v'aretz, and he has to go to a mokum where there's no natural ichud shemayim v'aretz, where there's not much rain over there, and there he has to make the megoymer yichud between shemayim v'aretz. And Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef after so long, after being in Mitzrayim so long. What did he say? He didn't kiss him. Koyres shema. Ah, koyres shema means kenshin reginim. Sees Yosef Atzadik. Now yet versteht er Yosef Atzadik. Koyres shema. This is the bechin of shema. He saw the ches. So Yosef Atzadik was sensitive. Harry, what was one of the lashon haras that Yosef Atzadik said? Mizalzelim b'nei shachas. Mizalzelim b'nei shachas means there was no achdus. Right? The Heilige Maran says that Yaakov and his sons were the bechin of echad. Yaakov is the aleph, and the ches is the children of Rachel and Leah, and the Dalet is the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, four shvatim from Bilhah and Zilpah. So there was mizalzel b'bnei shvachas. That means there was a period in the echad. So Yosef HaTzadik was midas ha'achdus, midas kichol b'shamayim v'aretz. He's very sensitive to making a period in the echad. when you say the word echad in Krishna, you mechaven the zayin or the ches is mechaven the zayin or kiyin and the oritz. Well, that's the middle letter of echad, because you got to make the yichud between all the shemayim and the oritz. That's the tachlis. So you start off by shemayim by being meyachad. What are we meyachad? We're meyachad the shemayim and the oritz together. That's what he's talking about. It's the middle of a tzaddik. So the whole, we start off Shema by saying you got to be ma'achad Shemaim v'oretz. And also Chas v'Shalom, because Shemaim v'oretz is that's the yichud between the Zohar and the Nekeva. The Shemaim is the Zohar, the Oretz is the Nekeva. Oretz is Malchus Nukva. Shemaim is the Zohar. And making that yichud, that's what we say when we say Shema Yisrael. So Mele, therefore we start with Shema Yisrael. Therefore, it's very sensitive. This Inyan Havishomer Lachem and the Bechina of Atzas Shemaim is very sensitive. That's the yichud of Shema.